This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Gotta love a Friday. It'd be better if it was Friday and the roads were open, but it's still Friday. Even if, you know, I-94, Bismarck to Fargo is still closed, it's Friday. So think of it that way. I-29 is opened. We got that going for us. I-29 reopened from Fargo to the Canadian border. They just opened Highway 2, eastbound and westbound, Devil's Lake to Grand Forks. The Department of Transportation in North Dakota says patience is a virtue. Well, that's what I said, but they're saying please be patient, travelers, as crews work to clear and open the roadways today due to the snowdrifts. Number of roads that are blocked, impassable, and it will take a significant amount of time to clear the roadways. So it's, you know, if you look at some of the photos of what they have out there, I know we made light of the fact that they were acting as if this storm was going to be the Armageddon, but it has been crippling on certainly roads and exacerbated by the fact that people, you know, got out there and thought, oh, I'll give it a try, and they're stuck, and then they got to be pulled out of there.
It was crippling. It just wasn't as crippling in as wide an area as they had originally stated, but where it did hit, it was crippling.
Yeah, and I mean, if I-29 and I-94 are shut down, that's crippling. I mean, and they have been for, you know, since what? I guess trying to remember at what point those two closed. It was on the early end of this storm, so that's significant. I mean, that's shutting
and
down
just,
commerce.
Just a moment ago, they revised or released the update. It is still closed. I-94 is still closed between Bismarck and Fargo. The fact that here we are at 9 o'clock... Yeah, it's okay in Fargo, in Bismarck, but you get out in some of those areas. I mean, don't forget, Jamestown got 10 inches out of this on top of the, like, 11 or 12 they had just gotten a few days earlier. There are some nasty areas out there. Take the wind. Take the people who are out there that probably shouldn't have been getting stuck. Ugh. They got a mess to clean up, folks.
Say, truckers, I'd love to hear from you about what it's been like to maneuver not only this storm, but, you know, several this year that have shut these roads down. What happens? You know, I don't know. Are you paid when you're idle? Are you getting a discount if things are delivered late? I mean, is weather impacts, sort of like the hotel, you know, freebie hotel from the airline. Well, it's weather. Sorry. You know, nothing for you. We can't control the weather. So you get shut down to the weather. You're just on your own, stranded for days on end at some airport. I'm kind of curious what it is with cargo and with our trucker friends. So we have a full hour of open phone time to chat about whatever you'd like. Let's do that at 800-228-0550. I want to talk about a couple of things happening at the state legislature and what's happening there. If you have any comment to add to that, certainly love to hear from you. More and more every day, things we've been talking about for a couple of years on this program related to the investigation of the president, Russian collusion, and more and more we are really seeing the fact that two words describe this long national nightmare: nothing burger. Nothing burger. And it is more and more evident that there was a effort to unfairly exonerate Hillary Clinton. Did you see this, where they removed gross negligence? Let's get rid of that. Really, she should have been prosecuted, and she wasn't. They put their hand on the scale of justice in her favor, and meanwhile took the thinnest of thin from a dossier paid for by campaign funds to be used against Donald Trump. I happen to believe if every American took 15 minutes to understand the genesis of this story from the beginning to the end, as many in our audience already get. I'm talking about people that are sleepwalking through life and, oh, Trump's mean, and, yeah, he's a crook, and, you know, he does all this bad stuff. I'm talking about those folks. They don't all talk like that. Some of them are women, too. He's a thug. I hate him. Whatever. Just 15 minutes to objectively look at the data. The story as it exists on black and white paper. And you'd say, what? Is this happening to the President of the United States? Not good. Not good. Also, I have a full report on our trip to the border. I was in Mexico yesterday. Todd. Actually, my phone was in Mexico and a part of my hand and arm. I figured people needed a Mexican vacation after a storm like that, so we took them on one. And if you shared those videos on the Facebook of KFYR yet, Todd?
I'll have to do that.
Yeah, why don't you? Then folks can easily find them. They're on my page as well. But we were down at the border. We were chased by a Department of Homeland Security helicopter. I'm not kidding you. Like in the rearview mirror, like right down in the you know, business end of a pickup. So really interesting. And also, you know, chatted with some Customs and Border Patrol. Had a chance to see, okay, we saw earlier on our trip a proposal for the Department of Homeland Security on how to build a wall, how it could be done. Let's go see how it's done now and where there have been billions expended to build wall. Are they building it? The answer is no. I take you on a little tour of one just shoddy deal where they dug a trench and it looked like they were trying to get the sand to mix with the you know, cement, and how do we do it? And it was just nothing there. Nothing there. Just, you know, cat dozers sitting around. Ooh, it's irritating. It's so dang irritating to know billions of dollars are going for that. And then also went and checked all the different kinds of fence that are there. Some just a steel sheet. Some a very strange material that is, I understand, once used in the Vietnam War to land planes. And they brought this back. It was a military, asset that they used then for the wall. So they took this, what was once a runway, and they set it up for, you know, steel runway that they put on the ground to land planes as a fence. But it looked like it was, you know, 30 years old, rusting, and about ready to tip over. And then there's a fair amount of the bollard fence as well that you can see, and a fair amount of it. And when you talk to the Border Patrol, they say, we have less work here. We can concentrate on when they try and cross. And I heard stories about them digging to get across. Some areas were really shoddy along the bottom where it wasn't all that hard. You didn't have to dig that much, and you got through. So we're going to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer about that as well next hour, and your calls, questions, and comments for him. Quick note on Senator Cramer and the talk radio town hall. When he was a congressman, he was doing the same thing he does now with his one-hour-long weekly talk radio town hall, right? And I don't know if you remember this, Todd, but a fellow called from Fargo one day and told a story about his dad being on the USS Frank E. Evans while he was in the Vietnam War. He's enlisted. He's serving there. He's one of the 74 sailors who perished on the USS Frank E. Evans, did so while serving the United States of America, right? And their sacrifice and that of their families worth not only remembering, but also forever memorializing the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., putting their names right there alongside those who served. Well, that hasn't been happening. They didn't get honored like everybody else. And Senator Cramer talks about it in his press release today after it was brought to his attention on this talk radio town hall by a Fargo resident, family member of a sailor who died on that ship. He introduced an amendment last year in the National Defense Authorization Act to honor the crew members. It did pass the House, didn't get through in the Senate, big shock, so they're doing this again. And they've introduced with a Democratic senator from New York, Senator Cramer's introduced the USS Frank E. Evans Act to add the names of the fallen to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. You know why that happened, friends? That happened because of a talk radio town hall. That happened because somebody said, this is not right. I want somebody to do something about it. Let me go back to the wall. That's the only way the wall is going to be built. It's the only way the wall is going to be built. You need to know this, folks. That's it. That's it. There's no other way. By that, I mean talk radio town halls, you know, town halls where you're face-to-face with your senators, letters, emails, calls. We got to go back to Tea Party mode on the wall. And not just say, I wish they'd build it, but no, demand they build it with your tax dollars. So that's something we're going to tackle today. And Senator Kevin Cramer will be here later on to take your questions and comments. Okay, what else? I have, it's Ag Week, and so we have a lot of meat to give away on the program today. Free meat right here on the program today. And we'll spin the wheel of meat to find out what exactly you win. But I'll tell you what you're going to pick from here in a little bit. Just answer anybody that calls today. Anybody that calls about anything, just say, I want to spin the wheel of meat, and we'll let you do it right here on the program. And answer a question and win a goodie. Okay, so 800 228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You remember the story we've been following about the constitutional funds for water and education being rated incorrectly for the last 11 years and trying to fix that. Many in Bismarck are calling this bucket gate. You know, you got to add gate to everything. It's just the way it is. Anyway, second time in a week, funds have been raided. This time it's the legacy fund. Now, how'd they do it? Believe it or not, they reduced the legacy earnings forecast from $300 million to $100 million. Yeah, there's going to be less in there, so we're going to go down to $100 million. That's right. And the House Appropriations Chair, Jeff Delzer, said in this article I'm looking at, we didn't need all of it to balance. I don't think that's the point of taxpayer money. It is the people's money. So if you want to spend less, great. Appropriate less spending. That's fine. But you can't hide constitutional revenues. They've lost their mind, folks. I don't know what in the world is going on, but there's a lot of shell games being played. This is how it generally works, but folks don't pay a lot of attention to it. Unfortunately for them, we are, and we will, here.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Join the best team in the West, MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Hey friends, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of Solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The energy of North Dakota is changing the world. Do you ever think that North Dakota could have that kind of impact on the world? We're feeding the world. National Ag Week, got to mention that. We're fueling the world. Petroleum and the products that are happening there, can't lift a plane without petroleum. Meanwhile, by the way, we have folks walking out of school today. for the global walkout. You hear about this, Todd? The global climate strike. Students around the world protesting climate inaction. Yeah. School strike for climate. That's a whole other story. Anyway, back to Energy of North Dakota. Here's what I suggest that you do. If you go to energyofnorthdakota.com, whole host of resources. I love it when people are able to engage in conversations and tell people about, you know, what's happening. What's the benefit, for instance, of the Bakken on the economy? That's what the Energy of North Dakota is, right? Prosperity. Jobs for families, lifting up communities, blue-collar, white-collar, high-tech software to high-impact labor jobs is providing for families across our state. Great, great. So find out about the innovation opportunity, the sustainability, the prosperity, the progress at energyofnorthdakota.com. 800-228-0550. Our first caller on What's on Your Mind Friday is from Minot, North Dakota. You ready for a little ag trivia before we talk about what you called about?
Yeah, I guess so. If you're going to spin the wheel for me.
Yes, I'll spin the wheel first, and this is going to determine your prize, okay? This is the wheel of meat. Todd, have you got the spinning wheel ready to go, or you want...
Oh, daggone it.
I don't have enough microphones to get the audio... Of the mic. I could spin it, but I can't. Yeah, right, exactly right. So the up on the board there is Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. We have a gift certificate from Schweitzer's. We have 3B Meats, and we have, did I forget? So $25 gift certificates to each of those, and also from our friends in Morton County, we have some real live Morton County meat to give away today on the program. And it's from Butcher Block Meats in Mandan. Okay, $20 gift card. So where did it land, Todd? I'll spin it here.
I can't. No, I spun it. I can't look at it. I'm spinning it.
What, you think it's cheating or what? Yeah, 3B Meats in Bismarck. $25 gift certificate. Okay, Johnny, you ready?
I'm ready.
How many people does one U.S. farm feed annually?
Boy. I guess I'm afraid I can't answer that one.
Well, it is a little tough.
Okay, maybe.
Hang on, don't answer. I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
80 people, 120 people, or 165 people?
165.
Yeah, exactly right. Ding, 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 ding. Get out the bell, Todd. He is the lucky winner of a $25.
Away.
Did you really? Everything's put away today. The
no.
wheel, the bell.
There we go. I found the bell. I've got to find the wheel now, and we'll be set.
Yeah, okay. Very good. So, John, don't hang up when we get done chatting here. You can tell Daniel your address, and we'll mail that off to you, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I think some of these people have voted against Trump on this bill. I think a lot of some of them are going to be primaried out in 2020.
Who would be a prime example for that, would you say?
Well, I really don't even know who voted against him.
Mitt Romney.
I'm pretty sure some of them people might be primaried out.
We got to wait another 4 years, but Mitt Romney.
We got to wait 4 years for Mitt Romney, and he's the only one I can think of that, you know, got elected this year that we'll have to wait 6 years from 16 to get in.
Well, I'm trying to think how many people that have been on the Republican side that has taken on Trump have been held accountable for that at the ballot box.
I don't think any of them have.
Well, that's what has to happen if they're going to do that. No doubt about it.
And John, they say you can't take money away from one program and give it to somebody else. The president can't. How about when Obama retired those space shuttles, and he took money away from NASA and gave it to Muslims overseas and called it Muslim outreach, and they spent that money on remodeling their mosques. And nobody complained about that.
I don't remember any complaints about that. John, thank you. Appreciate your call and suggestion, because I do think those are the kind of things you've got to get going, even if you're talking primary. You live in a state where somebody is fighting that. Daniel, if you could get John's... Oh, very good. Look at Todd. Mic'd up the
wheel. I had to lube it up a little bit. It was stuck,
If you give John's address and information, and we'll mail that off to them, and we'll keep playing Ag Trivia with anybody that wants to play it here today. Chris in Hannaford, how are you?
Good, good, Scott.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question about Fisher Industries. Does Tom Fisher own it, or does somebody else own it, or who owns Fisher Industries officially?
Yeah, I think it's a family. You know, it goes back to his father and mother. He mentioned at one point that his brother used to be in it, was bought out. So, you know, his sons. In fact, that's another thing he told me.
The news, the stuff we were watching in your videos, you and Chris Berg videos, a lot of the news companies down there said a local Tempe, Arizona business, Fisher Industries. And it's like, I thought it was a North Dakota company, but I guess they got like, what, six different locations or four?
Yeah, they've got a bunch around. I mean, it's a North Dakota company in the sense it was founded in North Dakota, that the majority of their employees are in North Dakota. But, yeah, they're doing a lot of work. They did work in Reno, Nevada on a bridge down here. They're doing roads in Arizona, so they're everywhere. But I guess if you're an Arizona news organization, you're going to say an Arizona company, right? I mean, that would just start.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's a good thing because then more people can buy into it.
And by the way,
another thing I was wondering about is why didn't they build a full mile in one day, like start, stop, or did they just do so many hours and then they equated it out so that they could be a mile when they're demonstrating this to Homeland Security people?
Yeah, I mean, what Homeland Security saw was the efficiency of which they can work in a very tight space. There's something called the Roosevelt easement, where they, you know, have only a certain amount of area to work. And it complicates things when you got to go get right away to build a wall. So what he's saying is, let's go right now where you have a Roosevelt easement. Let's go. And let's do this. Yesterday was about, or the day before was about saying, we can do this. See? So they put up, you know, 200 feet in the span of an hour and a half. And built a road, by the way. Put a road up as well, like a concrete road that was set. And a lot of people were impressed with that because these border patrol agents.
On a news interview, just Tommy Fisher said he bought land on the border and was going to build up a wall. What was that? Was that something, or was that?
No, he did. Yeah, he did. In fact, last time he was on Fox and Friends, some ranchers from along the border said, "Hey, we're with you. We support you. You want our land? You can start here." And so he bought some land, 2 miles of land along the border, to do just exactly that. It's one of the things he's considering. Is, you know, starting there. You'd have to get, you know, a couple of permits and what. I know! The guy's a patriot. It's fantastic. They just want to do what, you know, Donald Trump says he wants done, what a number of, you know, senators and House members want done, what I think the majority of the American people want done is to, you know, secure the border. And if you're down there like we were yesterday, where we were actually along the border, and you see some of the shoddy workmanship, you see some of the places where somebody's been paid millions and nothing's been built, it's horribly frustrating. You know,
the government is the most efficient way to distribute funds, Tom. Or, God.
The most efficient
way
to what?
That's a joke.
Oh, yeah, right.
The government is not the most efficient way.
No, it's
so much waste.
Exactly. And, you know, there's some of these private-public partnerships that have been formed. Like, they're using that setup for financing the diversion project at Fargo and Moorhead. You know, I'm starting to think maybe that's the way to go because it goes quicker. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juven sauce?
Juven sauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings. Right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. More on the deadly shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The Australian-born suspect, one of four people, being held in connection with the deadly shootings that left 49 people dead and wounded dozens of others, claims his motivation was revenge. The alleged white supremacist said to me in his 20s, writing a manifesto in which he refers to himself as a fascist and says he wanted to kill as revenge for terrorism attacks in Europe.
There is no place in New Zealand for such acts of extreme and unprecedented violence.
That's the New Zealand Prime Minister. A dozen Senate Republicans joining Democrats yesterday in slapping down the President's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. That after the House passed a similar resolution last week. Sources telling CNN the President may publicly veto that measure later today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. You go to ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Right at the top, you'll see an opportunity to click a training button there, and that's when the fun begins. And that's when I say fun, it is fun to learn how to make yourself better able to prevent injuries. They're all about saving lives, preventing injuries, and training folks like me on predator awareness. So I go home and talk to my daughters, or defensive driving. So many things in industry right now, some innovative training that's going on. They have an on-site training campus. But I encourage you to go just take a look and say, what do I need to be better at so I can take care of myself, take care of my family? NDSC.org, together with Workforce Safety and Insurance, bringing you Safety Minutes here on What's On Your Mind. All right, 800-228-0550. We have caught up with Mike Gramley. Mike is a border agent at the Yuma station of the Custom and Border Patrol operation here in the Arizona-Mexico border. And, Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's try one more timer so I can hear you. I got to lock in there. Go ahead, Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
So we're talking to listeners back in the North and South Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Montana. And if I ask a simple question like, should we build a wall to better protect the southern border? The answer is an overwhelming yes. I'm curious, what if that happens? We get our wish. This happens. And politically, we take the politics out of it, and we get to actually just the nuts and bolts law enforcement part of it and get it done. How does your life change? How does the work of Customs and Border Patrol change? What are you able to then focus more on?
Well, I can tell you what it's like here in Yuma, Arizona. And we've got infrastructure, some type of infrastructure, on all 126 miles of our border. So we're fortunate in that aspect. Now, I know that there's what we need here is upgraded wall. We've got some areas that are very old and have been breached numerous times, very easy to get over or under. So we've been approved for about 30 miles of new border wall. So we're really looking forward to that because it'll improve our border security here in this area. So I don't know if that that answers your question, but I can tell you what's going on here at Yuma.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And from the standpoint of Yuma, I was there yesterday in a number of different locations, and you know, it seemed to me with that barrier, that you know, length of well, we traveled most of the 126 miles, I guess, went over the California side into the Arizona side as well. That you can pinpoint where there's a problem, like you say, where there's a breach, or where there's still, you know, one border agent told us about folks coming with picks and shovels and you know. Attempting to go under there with a barrier that allows you to focus your resources, I assume, where they're more needed, rather than have to cover 126 miles of border, right?
Yes, that's very true. And some of the other areas that we need to improve too are where we just have vehicle barrier. So we've made requests to replace that vehicle barrier with pedestrian barrier, fence, wall, whatever you want to call it. One of the good things about infrastructure investments too. Is whereas like technology is great and we need technology, but it also has a reoccurring cost and maintenance that comes along with it, and it's much less with wall or fence infrastructure. We do have occasional breaches, but for the most part, if you put an effective barrier in place, it will stand the test of time.
Along those 30 miles, I noticed that not a lot's been done. It looked like there were some attempts at sort of trenching and maybe testing some materials and a few pieces of equipment along the way. Do you know what are the challenges to actually getting the fence built?
So I'm not like super up to speed as far as the technical aspects of all that. We do have sandy soil out here. We do want to make sure that it has a concrete footer to prevent digging underneath it. And that's one thing that infrastructure out there that you saw currently lacks. And I know that they are doing some testing, and that infrastructure is supposed to be upgraded very soon. I'm told maybe within the next month they're going to start with that project.
But if you took the 126 miles down, this is an example where a barrier is in and it's working. Is it even possible to quantify what kind of an impact that's going to have? Because, again, with the 126, now at least you know where they're, hey, we need to fix this fence because they can come underneath here, right? Or, hey, there's a typical place where they're climbing it over there. You don't have that. I would imagine you're going to have that many more breaches, right?
Yeah, so if we didn't have that infrastructure in place, and we can go back to 2005 when I was an agent here in Yuma, we only had like 4 or 5 miles of infrastructure in place. And what we saw was numerous vehicle incursions. In fact, that year we had over 2,700 of vehicle incursions where the vehicles would just drive right from Mexico into the United States and hit the roadways and blend in with the general public. So, and of those 2,700, we only interdicted about half of those. So, you know, over 1,000 vehicles that made it into the United States, we don't know what was in it. People, drugs, could have been a lot of different things. The other thing we saw was we were having mass incursions where we would call them bonsai runs, where groups of sometimes 100 or more people would just overwhelm us. So even with 7 or 8 agents in place, they're only able to grab 1 or 2 each, and the rest of them would make it over into the housing community and be gone. So we were, and at that time, so we had personnel, we had technology to see it, but we couldn't make those apprehensions. We couldn't slow it down to where it was a manageable pace, which when we finally did get the infrastructure in place, that's what it allowed us to do. And that's why Yuma became, the poster child for the Border Patrol for a lot of years there. We went from being just completely out of control, only catching about half of what was coming in with 138,000 entries in 1 year, to really only having 6,000 to 9,000 apprehensions a year and being able to manage those and catching almost everything that was coming in.
That's a phenomenal story. Your patriots defending this great country right along with our military. Pretty amazing. Two other things I want to ask you about. One, if you know, the average day, you've got, you know, I don't know, 50 people coming across that you're apprehending or encountering. Of those 50, you know, how much is human trafficking? How much is drug running? How much is just, you know, I got to escape Mexico and see if I can find a better job?
So what we're seeing here right now, I wish it was only 50. What we're seeing here now is 1 to 200 a day, sometimes 300. Over the weekend, in just 2 days, we had 750 apprehensions. Almost all of that is other than Mexican family groups that are coming up from Central America. And they're not trying to get away from us. They're just surrendering to us. And they're doing that because most of them are released. We cannot hold them in custody if they're families. So that's being exploited. I lost my train of thought. As far as like drugs, we suspect that while we're dealing with these huge groups of families, that there are human smuggling attempts and as well as narcotics attempts taking place that we're just not able to respond to because we're overwhelmed.
So in fact,
it was a couple weeks ago, we had a huge group coming in that our agents were responding to, but fortunately our special operations group was laid in on a particular part of the river where we knew that we were getting groups coming across while we were distracted. And sure enough, it was a group of nine that came in that they apprehended. Three smugglers, three Mexican nationals that were being smuggled, and one of the smugglers was armed with a Glock, 9mm. So we know it's happening.
Yeah, and the most disturbing part of that you know, story you told us about you know, one tick up to 750 and the majority of them being, you know, family groups in Mexico. You're telling me you apprehend them, they know they're going to be apprehended, but they are released into the United States?
They are. And that's why we continue to see our numbers doubling every year for the last 3 years.
And why are they not sent back into Mexico?
Because they're from Central America, so we can't deport them to Mexico. They have to be, if they are going to be deported, they have to be sent back to their host country. So that process is a lot longer for Central Americans. We don't have a contiguous border with them, with their countries. And because the asylum process of them claiming asylum, although almost none of them qualify for asylum, they have to be processed as such. And because of this court ruling, the Flores Agreement, we're not able to hold families in custody longer than 20 days. And unfortunately, the process takes a lot longer than that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I guess I misunderstood. I thought when you said the family groups, I thought they were Mexican citizens. You're talking about Honduras, Guatemala, that are part of these caravans that are coming through and coming across. And that's, yeah, that's, in my mind, some policies needs to be changed there as well. I wanted to ask you about the military. I saw a fairly strong military presence, especially over on the California side of the U.S.-Mexico border, and a number of them installing this wire on the top of the fence, so it looks like sort of a, you know, perimeter around a prison. Does that help? Is that making a difference?
Yes, it is. And so you mentioned the caravans. The caravans are a little bit different than what we've been seeing over the last 3 years here in Yuma. The caravans we know contain violent, hostile people. They've been identified down in Mexico as they've been coming up towards the border. So the ports of entry had to be reinforced because their goal was to overwhelm a type of bonsai run, like I mentioned before, where a large group of them is just going to come over together and overwhelm us. And a lot of these are criminal aliens. They've been arrested and deported from the U.S. before. They know that if they get caught, I'm sorry, I got some music going here.
We're going to break here, so it's telling us to wrap up. We'll finish on the other side of the break if you can just hang on. We're talking with Agent Mike Ramley, Yuma, Arizona, Border Patrol agent. Jim and Bismarck, Tim and Bismarck want to weigh in on the border situation as well. We're going to get to you. eye-opening to hear this, of what's happening day in and day out, why we need a structure.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pillow, Giza Dream Sheets. You put a pair of those on your bed, and the moment you hop in bed, you say, what is this? I've never felt anything like this in my life with sheets. Trust me on this one thing. They'll take you to a whole different level of comfort on your bed with the Giza Dream Sheets, and right now they're 30% off, free shipping besides, and lots of colors to choose from. Use the promo code Scott and get that good deal. at mypillow.com or by calling 800-506-9028. We are on our final day of our broadcast from Arizona. It's been an incredible week watching the first part of the week. Fisher Industries folks from North Dakota demonstrate for the Department of Homeland Security how a mile per day of steel barrier could be built. And we saw the operation. We saw it with our own eyes. It is pretty incredible. Then we decided to say, okay, let's go out and take a look at what's there now. And today we're getting the great honor of talking with one of the patriots that defends the border, Mike Gramley, who's a Border Patrol agent, Yuma, Arizona, which have been one of the rock stars of the Border Patrol effort, partially because they have the assistance of 126 miles of wall, some of which need to be updated, and that's part of what's happening right now. But it also has provided a great argument for, you know, basically the facts, the data. Get the politics out of it. Just talk about, okay, with a wall, without a wall, what's the difference? And we've heard today it's pretty extraordinary. And there's a lot of work to do. Your work never ends, Mike. So you were telling us before the break about the difference between the caravans that we hear about in the media bringing people up and the organized smuggling that goes on with these family groups. Tell me more about what you were wanting to differentiate there.
That's correct. So the caravans started kind of at the tail end of last year, and those were not, from what we've seen, are not organized smuggling. Those are groups that are coming up from Central America mainly. A lot of what's embedded in those groups are very violent people, criminal aliens who have been deported from the United States, along with some families, too. But, yeah, so the fortification effort that you were talking about, as far as putting wire up on top of the fence or wall, that's been done around ports of entry to prepare for those violent caravans. And, fortunately, we haven't seen too many of those here in Yuma, although that first main caravan passed right by us in Mexico and continued over to Tijuana, where they had the big attempt where they tried to swarm through the port of entry over there and were throwing rocks and displayed the violence that we anticipated. But what we've seen here – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, so that wire on top, I mean, people say, well, you build a wall, they'll climb the wall. That's true, but it takes them a while to climb the wall. It's not easy, and obviously you're able to see them. But, you know, because people can scale the wall isn't a reason not to build the wall, is it?
No, you know, we have different walls for different with different purpose. And the main purpose is to assist us in having time to respond to those entries. So, without wall in portions of our border in 2005, we would see people just run right across and in mass groups, and it was very difficult for us to manage those and make those apprehensions. Same thing with vehicles. Vehicles through the desert, we would see the same thing. They would come through unimpeded. Whereas now, by requesting wall or fence in certain areas, that gives us the ability to, when we see somebody trying to come through it or over it, typically it's in a funnel point, like the wire. If they're able to put something over the top and they start coming over, we can respond because usually the technology will spot them and notify the agents. They can go over there and protect that funnel point.
Fascinating. Anything else you want to tell our listeners? What most do you want people to know that are not on the southern border, not seeing this day to day, not aware of what's happening, but fully support the idea of better securing our border and just having basic, simple border security? What do you want them to know?
I just wanted to kind of finish what I was talking about with the caravans and the smuggling. What a lot of people don't realize is what we're seeing here is not just family groups that are just down in Central America that they just make a decision to walk up here and try to find a better life. These people are recruited by smugglers down in their home towns. They have social media advertisements. They make arrangements with these smugglers. They don't have the money to pay them. The smugglers will bring them up. They get them into the United States because all they do is they have to surrender to us, and then they're released into the communities. They just then reconnect with the smugglers, and they have to work off their debt. By law, they're not allowed to legally work, so they're given unauthorized employment with fake documents, and they start to work off their debt to the smugglers. And so it's actually trafficking is what we're dealing with here. And it's a deplorable situation. I mean, we see their kids. They don't go to school. They're just locked up in trailers while they're off to work. The smugglers extort them. The average cost is about $7,000 per family. But they add on all these expenses while they're going, like living expenses while they're here, child care expenses just to keep them locked up in the trailers. So these people are being exploited. It's a terrible situation. It's just something that we're really hoping gets figured out, because we'll not be able to arrest our way out of this problem.
Boy, oh boy. A whole new level of understanding of what you're facing day in and day out. Very helpful information. Thanks for doing what you do. Our best to everybody. That is, again, the Patriots of the Border Patrol. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
Anytime, sir. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Agent Mike Gramley, Yuma, Arizona, Border Patrol. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn, corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.